Let's know about the months of Islam. Let's know about the months of Islam. Muharram al-Haram, Safar al-Maghfar, Rabi'ul Awwal, Rabi'ul Akhir. Let's know about the months of Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My dear Islamic brethren and viewers of Madani channel, once again we say marhaba, welcome to our silsila, the specialities of the months of Islam. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, in the previous episodes we have been discussing about the beautiful month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, all the beneficence, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, the welcome of Ramadan, we discussed about Tarawih Salah, we discussed about Atakaf, and inshallah tabarakuta, today we're going to be discussing about Eid al-Fitr, the celebration after Ramadan al-Mubarak. First and foremost, let us hear the beneficence of reciting durood and salam upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Razavi, Damat Barakatul Mu'aliyya, in his famous book, The Blessings of Ramadan, in this chapter, Eid al-Fitr, on page 299, he quotes that once a beggar begged something from the disbelievers who sent this beggar to Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala was standing at some distance away. The disbeliever did so with the intention of making a ridicule. The beggar went up to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and asked him to give him something. Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala recited Durood-e-Pak 10 times. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, and then he blew into the hands of the beggar. Then, ordering the beggar, close his fist and open it in front of the kuffar, in front of the disbelievers, he radiallahu ta'ala sent this beggar in front of the kuffar. The disbelievers, they were laughing and they were expecting nothing to happen. But Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, when the beggar opened his fist in their presence, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, it was surprisingly full of gold dinars. Having seen this beautiful miracle, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, many disbelievers embraced Islam. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad salatun wa salamun alayka, ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habiballah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, always he motivates us to make intention for good deeds. And he quotes the beautiful hadith in Mubarakah, that niyatul mu'mini khayru min amalihi, intention of a believer is greater than his action. So Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, I and my colleagues inshallah Azza wa Jal, we are making good intentions. First and foremost, our niyah, that what we are here in this silsila for, is for the sole pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever we learn inshallah Azza wa Jal, we try to be practical upon it. You also, viewers of Madani channel, whatever you learn, you also try to be practical upon it. And try to pass the message on to our fellow Muslims. Inshallah, so when you hear the name of Allah, praise Allah in the form of Azza wa Jalla. When you hear the name or the attribute of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, recite durood, salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. This niyah inshallah tabaraka ta'ala will be benefit for us in the dunya inshallah Azza wa Jalla, in the qabr inshallah tabaraka ta'ala, and most certainly on the day of Qiyamah. My dear Islam brother and viewers of Madani channel, now inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, we will hear the praises of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in the form of Naat-e Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Please try to join Naat Khan inshallah. So Naat Khan will be getting thawab. You will also get reward inshallah. So enjoy the beautiful praises of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa sallam alayka البحر أولى والموج ثرى من بك سوق فاشربا من بك سوق فاشربا مجدار منه بذري هوا مجدار منه بذري هوا مرنيا فار لقى جانا لم يأتي نذير كفي نذر مثلك نشد پیدا جانا انا في عطش وسخات عطم یہ سوئے پاک ہے عبر کلم Hare rim jim rim jim do bund idhar bhi gira jana lam ya tin zero kafi nazarin misle to na shud peda jana bas khamae طرز میری نائے رنگ میرا ارشاد احبانا تق تھا ارشاد احبانا تق تھا ناچار اس راہ پر آ جانا تو نشد پیدا جانا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, now inshallah azza wa jalla, we're going to talk about Eid al-Fitr. Let us get some insight about this blessing, this barakah.
Before we come to the actual celebration of Eid, a few days ago, when people were joyous, we saw the moon of Ramadan, and everybody were welcoming this month, and now it's almost gone. What can we say about this magical month of Ramadan? The masajid were fuller than normal, even at the time of Fajr. Yet how sad it is, that immediately after seeing the moon of Eid, the next morning you go, after the day of Eid, go back to the masjid and see what you see. How sad it is, right? Yet we find, look at the month, how Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us. That Allah Azza wa Jal packed the first 10 days of this month with the mercy, right? Packed it with mercy. And then Allah Azza wa Jal gave us the next 10 days of forgiveness. That went. Now imagine the last 10 days people sat for itikaf. And after that, now we're coming close to the day of Eid. And unfortunately we find many people, even sitting for itikaf, people can't wait to hear that the moon of Eid has been sighted and the rush out of the masjid. But what Amir Rasul said to us over and over again, this night he cries. Because after the hard work of the month of Ramadan, now we come into the night to be paid, to be rewarded. And what we do? We run out of the masjid. Yet the pious people will sit and they'll cry, and they'll reflect. Did I do everything to please Allah in the month that passed? Would my roza be accepted? So this is something that people don't reflect. That means this last night where there's so much of blessings. Even if you cry sincerely in this night, maybe whatever sins we made in the past, Allah will forgive. Because why? The night of Eid, we're crying and remembering Him. But look what we do. So many of us, so alhamdulillah, this is the blessing of Dawud Islami, that many people, now you find people with Dawud Islami, they're talking about the last night, don't run out of the masjid. Sit in the masjid and make dua, make special ibadah.
And those who were obedient in the month of Ramadan, they fulfill the rights of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, they fulfill the rights of the holy month of Ramadan, they fulfill the rights of Quran, they fulfill the rights of the ibadah. Meaning that they worshipped Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala according to how Allah Azza wa Jalla want us to worship Him, especially in the month of Ramadan. Subhanallah, they gained the special bounties of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala in that month. They performed their 5 time namaz in Jamaat with Takbir Ula, if Allah Ta'ala willed. And they, mashallah, they fasted during the day, made tilawat of Quran, stood up in the nights of the month of Ramadan, and they kept they worshipped Allah Ta'ala in the form of salah. Subhanallah, they did so many beautiful things in the month. And as the month passed, on the night of Laylatul Ja'iza, they came in that night, people cried in the court of Allah Ta'ala, because this is the night where we are supposed to get the reward. We don't know in the court of Allah Ta'ala, we are confused, Ya Rab, O Allah Ta'ala, have I fulfilled the rights of Ramadan or not? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, for those who get the reward, they get the reward. But what about those persons? From the first night of Ramadan, right up to the last night of Ramadan, right up to the last day of Ramadan, who have not fulfilled the rights of Ramadan, but they are putting the show on the next day. They are now ready to celebrate. People are booking out limousines. People are putting up suit and ties. People are booking big parties, and everybody's ready to enjoy. Because only what they did, they never ate from sunrise right up to sunset in the month of Ramadan. But what about the rights of Ramadan? If they never fulfilled, then definitely, definitely views of Madani Channel is going to be a show. So who is going to celebrate, and who is going to score on Laylatul Ja'iza on the night of reward? That is the question.
Okay. See, we spoke about, you mentioned now that many people will fast and do everything in the month of Ramadan. It means fasted, made all the ibadat. Who can make more ibadat than Amir al-Mu'minin, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu.
Subhanallah.
Yet he, on Eid day, people saw him locking his room up and crying. Who could have worshipped like him? So even look, him, he was given glad tidings of being a Jannati. Mm-hmm. One of the 10 who were given glad tidings while alive that he is a Jannati. Yet, he was crying on Eid day.
Allah.
Why? And he has asked, he said, today is the day of Eid. And it's okay, it's supposed to be a day of rejoicing. But he says, I don't know whether my ibadat has been accepted or rejected. He said, that is why I am sad.
Amir al-Mu'minin.
Yeah, and he says, if for anyone whose ibadat is accepted, it is a day of celebration. If it is not accepted, it is wa'id. So imagine now, Hazrat Umar Faruq radiallahu anhu, who he is crying on the day of Eid. And many of us, even though some of us will be fasting, and we think we have made a lot of ibadat. So when it comes to the night of Ja'iza, right, night, we don't even worry about it. And here we talk about even on Eid day, look at here. One of the, obviously we're talking about the caliber of Hazrat Umar Faruq radiallahu anhu. He's crying. And we should reflect and cry to Allah Azza wa Jal. Because we don't know how much mistakes we make. We are so soaking in sins that sometimes we do a sin, we're not even realizing it's a sin. So therefore we say how much we should appreciate these favors of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the day that your du'as get accepted is the day of Eid.
It is said that, you know, like how Muballagh is putting it beautifully, Marra Rajulun Salih Bishabab, that one day a pious person, it was on the day of Eid, this man, he did pass by the young people. Shabab, it means the youth. So the youth, they were celebrating, you know, they were playing games. Actually, this man, he said to these people that, you know what, it's either of the two. Okay, let us assume that all of you young people who are here, your Eid is, your Ramadan was accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If so, okay, is this the way you show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by you playing like that? Okay, let us twist to look at the other side of the coin. Let's say that your Ramadan was not accepted. How many people were willing to be in Ramadan, but they were not there? They were, you know, they are buried in the Qabr. So it is the time that we must realize that it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Rather than to celebrate with this food, we just have to keep on increasing the tasbih. Just look at it. You know, you find that we increase the takbirat. That is from the goodness of the Sharia. Wherever there is goodness, rather than to for us to focus especially on this dunya, we increase in the takbirat. You know, the takbirat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha. In former, the Muslims, they must say all those takbirats. These are other things which you must do on that.
And you know, Imolana, I was in UK, like, you know, this few years I've been traveling up and down UK. And also they, in their country, they also have some different system. The youth, some percentage of the youth, they book in limousines in advance. Limousines, those huge cars with, you know, a lot of doors and a lot of windows, and, you know, many people can sit in. It's got a long body and a short front and short back. Limousines. And what they do, they have, you know, open roofs. So on the day of Eid, on the morning after the Salah of Eid al-Fitr, they start driving around the city in celebration. Not one, not two, dozens of cars celebrating Eid al-Fitr in this way. So, dear Islamists and viewers of Madani channel, we are talking about the special niyam of Allah Ta'ala, Ramadan al-Mubarak. After Ramadan al-Mubarak, Laylatul Ja'izah. Did we score? Did we not score? Did we get Eid? Or did we get the Rahmat of Allah Ta'ala? Or did we gain the Adab of Allah Azza wa Jal? Did we get the mercy of Allah Ta'ala? Or did we get the punishment of Allah Ta'ala? We need to take an accountability. Take an account of yourself before your account is taken. I mean, we're talking about Laylatul Ja'izah. It's in the Hadith Mubarakah. It's in the books of Hadith. Beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this is the night of reward. If you never score in the night of Ja'izah, then when are you going to score? Oh, viewers of Madani channel, this is the question you should be thinking about, and this is the question I should be thinking about.
Okay, why does this happen? There's a very simple answer to this. We know in the month of Ramadan, Shaitan is locked with all his associates. And when the moon of Eid is sighted, Shaitan is released. It's mentioned when the day of Eid comes, Shaitan starts crying. And his associates gather around him and ask him, why are you crying? He replies, Allah has forgiven the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Eid. Therefore, he said, go and make them busy in committing sins. And look how successful he becomes.
You see, this is. Let me just elaborate what has been elaborated by my co-elaborator. Or simultaneously, let me just try to put your fikr and his fikr together. As you have mentioned something of which it is the time whereby let us put a light on this thing so that people, they must understand. You know, before he gave this discourse, first of all, he did mention about Amir al-Mu'minin, Abu Hafsin, Umar bin al-Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how he used to celebrate his Eid. And now, again, you gave also how the youth, we can say that Muslims of nowadays are celebrating Eid, not only to target the youth, because we have got, see also even in the old people nowadays, they are, you know, see with this...
They're following the trend.
They are now the youth of nowadays. The old people also, they are now the youth of nowadays. But nevertheless...
You know, from the last, you know, few days, from the 27th of Ramadan, Babajan changes his face condition. You know, usually every time you put on Madani channel, you see Baba smiling. You know, always smiling. But Baba goes like this. It's like, you know, a person is going to a state. Really, several days ago after Ramadan, you can hardly see a smile in Babajan. Something is lost. He's lost his dear. Most dearest. Ramadan comes, Baba is most happiest. And when Ramadan leaves, I'm just coming back to your point. I want to add to your point. I mean, but really, Baba goes in the state. I mean, he'll be greeting you. But it's like a person lost of senses.
You know, they say that the oceans of this dunya and all the seas of this dunya, they are not able to to extinguish the fire of hell. But the eye shed, especially on these moments of Eid, the tears shed in dua, in love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in feeling the separation between ruhaniya, that is spiritualism, and the coming of now of this dunya, can quench that hellfire.
Now, it's mentioned by Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said that on the day of Eid, Allah azza wa jal sends his angels to every city who stand at the corners of every road and street and cry out, O Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, come to the court of Allah azza wa jal, who rewards in abundance
and forgive every major sin.
Subhanallah.
Imagine the angels are crying out.
Viewers of Madani Channel, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, we are basically making a mixture, talking about the feelings of the end of Ramadan, the last few days, the last night, the first night of Shawwal, night of Eid al-Fitr, the night of Laylatul Ja'izah. We are also speaking about the morning of Eid, the day of Eid, the do's and don'ts. We are trying to make a mixed package because our time is very limited. Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu says, the one spending the following five nights in worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla, heavens become wajib for him. Subhanallah, the nights of 8th, 9th and 10th of Dhul Hijjah, and subhanallah, the night of Eid al-Fitr, and the 15th night of Shabarat. So viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah, tabarakhu ta'ala, we have discussed many aspects, but remember one thing. Who is most merciful? That's the question. The question mark is, who is most merciful? Undoubtedly, mine's and yours, Allah tabarakhu ta'ala, is most merciful. Allah tabarakhu ta'ala says in Quran and Majid, never be hopeless on the mercy of Allah. If you felt that I never fulfilled the rites of Ramadan, if you felt that I never fulfilled the rites of Quran, if you felt that I never fulfilled the rites of my deen in this holy month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, especially the guest Ramadan, do not lose hope on the mercy of Allah. After listening to these type of programs, after listening to these type of mahafils, these type of madani muzakiras, madani mukalimas from different mubaligin, different ulama, muftiyan-e-ikram, our Bapa Jan, our Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir al-Sunnat, maybe some part in the back of your mind says that I lost, yaar. Yes, you did lose. No doubt you did lose. But remember, never lose hope on the mercy of Allah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is so merciful, so merciful, so merciful. So what I'm giving you the point is that if we lost out in this month, we lost. Month is lost, we lost. Let's make a special dua. What type of dua? That, oh Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, I lost in this month of Ramadan. But oh my merciful Allah, if you give me one more chance, Ya Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you give me one more chance that I see another Ramadan, I'm making a pakka intention that my merciful Allah, that inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala in the next Ramadan, I will do my best, Ya Allah. I will fulfill the rites of Ramadan, and inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala on the night of Laylatul Ja'izah, oh my Allah, I'm making a pakka intention, a firm intention, my Allah, that I will worship my Allah. I will stand in nafil ibadat on that night, Ya Allah, and I will try to gain the maximum on the night of Laylatul Ja'izah, inshallah. So viewers of Madani Channel, we're almost at the end. Let us get some conclusion, inshallah, from Muballigh Dawud-Islami.
Okay, we are talking about dressing on the day of Eid. There's a very beautiful narration of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. Once on the day of Eid, he saw his son wearing old clothes and he became very sad. And he said, oh, my beloved son, I fear that today other children will see you in old clothes and they may hurt your feeling and cause you grief. And look, listen to the son's reply. He said, hurt should be the one who failed in pleasing his Lord, and the one who and also the one who disobeys his parents. I am hopeful that in return of you being happy with me, Allah Azza wa Jal will be pleased with you. That means, here, my dear Islamic brother, it means that, look at the Madni mindset of the son of Amir al-Mu'mineen, that he was more worried about attaining the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal than worrying about clothes. And this should be also a lesson for us, that we should not worry about pleasing people, worry about pleasing Allah.
Okay, I think if especially this silsila, if it does not inspire the people, then nothing else they will be inspired with. But nevertheless, let me just try to conclude on a broad aspect of Eid. Now, before I do just so, let me just quote some only short saying of Amir Sayyiduna Imam Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Dakhala rajulun ala Ali bin Abi Talibin. A man came into the presence of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu on the day of Eid. Just look at the simplicity of this, like in this kalaba. Fawajadahu ya'akulu khubzan khashina. He found him eating food, bread which was dry, bread which was not befitting to be ate with the leader of the believer. Faqala, he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'minin, oh the leader of the believers, يوم العيد, today is Eid. تأكل خبز نخشنا, you are eating this type of bread. فقال, he said, listen and listen attentively. اليوم عيد من قبل صومه. Today, you are saying is the day of Eid. But let me tell you, it is the day of Eid not for everybody. It is the day of Eid for the one whom his fast was accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَشُكِرَ سَعْيُهُ, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarded of his effort. وَغُفِرَ ذَنْبُهُ, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiven his sin. Then he gave a broad aspect of Eid. Do you know we've got this Eid which we are celebrating in this dunya, it's a token. You know, whenever there is something, this is a token of appreciation. There is a great Eid. يَوْمًا مَا تَعَبْدُ, the day when we are going to die. If the announce is that, يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّ إِرْجِعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكِ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَّةً, that if this sentiment is being said that, oh, the contentment, so now return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is pleased with you, it will be the day of Eid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us to understand all this Eid, and may he make us from those people who follow the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And viewers of Madrasa Al-Nur, we are at the end of this silsila, the blessings of Eid al-Fitr. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, wherever you are in the world, subhanallah azza wa jal, this book, beautiful book, the blessings of Ramadan, is available, mashallah azza wa jalla, in many maktabs of the Islamic throughout the world. You try to get hold of a book, and mashallah azza wa jalla, we had been mentioning again and again, it's an encyclopedia, really an encyclopedia. Subhanallah azza wa jalla, it covers all your aspects for Eid. Try to read this book, inshallah azza wa jalla. This inshallah tabarak will be a blessing for us. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it such. The announcement is made that subhanallah azza wa jalla, all the ashikane Ramadan, congratulations to you that you all, subhanallah azza wa jal, have scored on the night of Laylatul Jaiza. That subhanallah azza wa jal, this Eid is really an Eid, a celebration for every ashik of the month of Ramadan. Let's be hopeful in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grants us many more Ramadans. Subhanallah, so that you and I can score the maximum amount of ibadah, the maximum amount of profit in our account, inshallah azza wa jal. Allah tabarak shower special mercy upon us. Keep watching Madani channel. Wherever you are in the world, keep watching Madani channel, Madani channel, Madani channel, and only Madani channel. Allah karam. Aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ae daawat islami teri doom machi ho. Ameen. Bijahi nabil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad.
Let's know about the months of Islam. Let's know about the months of Islam. Muharram al-Haram, Safar al-Maghfar, Rabi'ul Awwal, Rabi'ul Akhir. Let's know about the